Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We literally have hundreds of important news stories. We're going to hit some of them in this hour, myself and Owen Schroyer on the Alex Jones Show. But I wanted to just keep hammering. When the people figure out the globalists are setting up a planetary government to cut off your resources and want you dead, it's game over for them. Just like once the Russians didn't want a war in Ukraine, but once they started getting their ass kicked, now they want the war. You're getting your ass kicked. You're getting attacked. You can't get out of this. It's like you're sitting there and a mugger comes up and punches you in the face. You didn't want to get punched in the face, but you notice anybody who's ever been mugged or in a fight like that, all of a sudden you're not scared. You're fighting back. You're designed to do that, folks. And so stop being a jellyfish. I know most of you aren't. But Owen, you sat there patiently, and I really appreciate you doing a great job the first hour while I was talking about those issues. What's your takeaway from what I was just getting into and what's some of the news we're going to be breaking when we come back?
Well, I'm looking at the Russia angle today, Alex, and it has me extremely concerned what the deep state media complex is up to, and then what the liberal leftist media complex is up to as well, because they kind of have different approaches. I mean, the deep state has an agenda, and then the liberal left has kind of become this mouthpiece of the state. So when you kind of analyze and look at the approach that each one has taken, it gives you an idea of what might be coming next. And so when I see stories like this, Russia braces for civil war and breakups as rebels vote for revolution and other such headlines we can get into. This tells me they're about to start launching operations in Russia. This tells me that Soros-type groups or money is about to be doing uprisings in Russia like they did in Ukraine in 2014 to try to destabilize that and go after Putin. And so what's sad is, nobody wants this war, Alex. I can go anywhere, and it's just like, sure, you might see the leftists put up the Ukraine flag, virtue signaling at their house, on their social media page. You see the people on television telling you how necessary the war in Ukraine is. But you go out, you ask the average person, they're not interested in war. They don't care what goes on in Ukraine. Whether you're in Germany, whether you're in France, whether in the United States, they don't want anything to do with this.
And that's why the globalists were so smart. That's why they were so smart to just start it as a civil war 9 years ago and just suddenly ease us into it. And then now all of a sudden we're in a full bore war. Exactly.
Well, and imagine now, like you're saying, I mean, the Russians are at the point where since when is the U.S. deep state military industrial complex looked at as the good guy? I mean, since when has that been the case? I'm still at a loss watching Obama voting progressive liberal Democrats support this war in Ukraine, even though the whole reason they voted for Obama is because they were sick of the wars in the Middle East during the Bush years.
And by the way, that's a great point. Condoleezza Rice was praising Joe Biden, but saying he's not hardcore enough. He's not attacking Russia enough. And it's like, oh, the neocons, the people that ran the Iraq war based on total lies, WMDs. The left just loves them now. It's so cute. And the left loves George W. Bush. They have, oh, they were so sad when his dad died. These are coddlers of the deep state, establishment pimps. Also, they get promoted more on social media. They are disgusting people on their high horses, lecturing us how we're bad because we question mass shootings.
It's the mass mental illness. It's Stockholm Syndrome. And when it comes to this idea of 15-minute cities, I'm extremely against it for obvious reasons. But, Alex, you know, I'd be more open-minded. I want small government. I don't want government-run healthcare. I don't want government-run anything. But, I mean, I'd at least be open-minded to have a rational conversation and say, hey, here's $150 billion. What do you want to do with it? Okay, well, we just gave $150 billion to Ukraine. They're still clamoring for more money. Zelensky is still begging and demanding more money. $150 billion, Alex. I could have built 150 Dallas Cowboys stadiums. I mean, so it's like, oh, you want to talk about health care? You want to talk about reparations for black people and all this other nonsense that we're all going to have to pay for? And you send $150 billion to Ukraine in 12 months? Shut up. Quit telling me about anything.
I totally agree. In fact, since you mentioned that, I have Zelensky berating Americans yesterday for not wanting to pay more money. And then I also have the Condoleezza Rice quote I mentioned. We'll play that because this is really, really an important point to understand, that money put into a war gets lost. Money put into infrastructure empowers the people. So they're cutting off our infrastructure and they're shipping our money overseas into a... Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has proven itself the last 28 years to be over the globalist target and having the biggest effect out there against those tyrants. And we fund our operation with viewers and listeners' support while selling you great products at the same time. So I want to thank all the viewers and listeners that have supported us over the years by spreading the word, praying for the broadcast, and buying product. But I really want to encourage those of you that have been on the fence, have never actually gone to InfoWarsStore.com, to go there and get the great books and films and supplements and survival gear that's there that won't just empower you and enrich your life, but again, will keep this broadcast transmitting. So whether it's Real Red Pill Plus or our super high-quality CBD oil or the 50% off or our great Physio Magnesium product, or whether it's Down and Out, our great Sleep Aid that's back in stock, it's all there. Our turmeric, 95% cumanoid, strongest out there, turmeric 95, it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and it keeps us on the air. So make the decision to enrich your life and keep us on air, InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Again, thank you for joining us on this live Monday broadcast. We're into the third hour. I'm Alex Jones, your host, riding shotgun with Owen Stroyer. And we're talking about World War III and how we were basically eased into this nightmare, slept walk into it, overthrow the government 9 years ago, tens of billions of Western money to destabilize the country, U.S. special ops and NATO ops fighting Russians, and Russia started losing about a year and a half ago, just the few areas they had in the east, so the Russians poured in. They went into the full meat grinder of NATO, but they're showing they're just going to keep putting more in, so they will win in the end, which means NATO will then give nukes or other illegal weapons. You violate treaties that they'll probably use against the Russians. The Russians have left the treaty, saying they'll use them. This is a nightmare escalation. But I want to play a couple of Zelensky clips here. But first, I want to get to Condoleezza Rice. So this is one of the main architects of the second Iraq war. The first Iraq war was a fraud. Saddam Hussein was a CIA asset told to invade Kuwait by the ambassador at the time. She admitted it on 60 Minutes. He fought the Iranians for 7 years for us. Then they pulled in his loans, $34 billion. It's like $100 billion today, and tried to depose him, tried to assassinate him. So he said, screw the West. His whole army was trained by the CIA, so it was easy when we rolled in 91 to basically defeat them in just a couple days. Then they put massive sanctions on them, and under the Clintons, they triple the sanctions that George Herbert Walker Bush did, and that kills about 3 million Iraqis, half a million of them, under the age of 10 children. Imagine no penicillin, no nothing when your child's sick. I mean, they died en masse. And they said, that's a good price to pay. We're glad to kill 500,000 kids. We're the good guys. We're the liberals. Well, that continued under George W. Bush and all the rest of it with the fake anthrax in Colin Powell's hand and all the rest of it. And so here's Condoleezza Rice now being worshipped by liberals on one of the big Sunday shows, saying, well, Biden's pretty good, actually. He's just not doing enough war-wise. Here it is.
What do you make of the Biden administration's policy, the choices it's making, and how they're using the CIA director as kind of the tip of the spear here?
Well, I think in general, in total, the policy's in the right direction. You have to support Ukraine. You have to do it as much as you can as a part of a coalition. It's really important that the Europeans are on board. And I've been impressed with what they've been able to achieve with the Europeans in creating that that unity. And since NATO's never been in better shape. I do think, and look, it's a lot easier out here than it is in there, but I do think we sometimes seem to be a little bit behind in what we provide to the Ukrainians. So we were not going to provide air defenses, and we did. Tanks and armor, and now we have. And so if I could say one thing, perhaps just to anticipate a little bit better what the Ukrainians are going to need.
Okay, so you understand, folks, that I'm all for women being in positions of power, the type of women that want to do that. Most women don't. But epigenetically, we all see a woman in a nice little business suit up there talking about war and World War III, like she's talking about taking the kids to school. Or she's talking about, you know, being a doctor. She's talking about being a nurse. It's just kind of, well, we took cookies by to the neighbor's house. Oh, they're not giving them weapons quick enough. They're not escalating fast enough. They're not easing us into World War III quick enough. They're not putting us in the deep fryer fast enough. Now, here's Zelensky over the weekend. Ask about Americans that are concerned about it. It's more like $200 billion now. It's on 116, like Trump said last week, or 119. That's like 4 months old number. It's almost $200 billion that we know of from the U.S. alone. Tens of billions from Europe and others. I mean, this is just an absolute out-of-control escalating bloodbath. Here's Zelensky. He says, I want to thank the American people. Then he says, you'll lose your standing. What are the warmongers of the world? It's being run by a deep state that says the American people are the main terror threat. What a pedophile promoters of the world. We'll lose our standing in the world if we don't escalate the war. This is a guy 3 months ago, let's not forget this, that shot missiles into Poland and instantly blamed Russia. And even when it was on the missile parts, because one of the missiles didn't fully explode, they had the tail fin that it was Ukrainian. They have the motive. They got caught doing it. They did it on purpose, folks. He said, use nukes. Sean Penn, oh my God, a libtard. Can't even wipe his ass. He wants us to use nukes. Yes, sir, Mr. Liberal. See, you don't expect a liberal to call for war. You don't expect a woman to call for World War III. So it's all like, well, actors and, you know, men in drag are the generals. And, you know, I'm in a Twilight Zone episode. This is clown world, folks, to distract you. It's not men in dresses running this. This is all just to demoralize us. Because the globalists aren't just attacking Russia. They're attacking America. And I'm going to air the report again. I don't normally air a report rarely, maybe once every 2 weeks and twice the same day. But Greg Reese did a part two that I asked him to do with the major insurance actuaries and numbers coming out, confirming that they sent the deadly doses of the COVID shot in certain lots, 5% of them, to key areas where all the deaths happened in the most red areas of the country. Yeah, man, literally the deep state Democrats are bombing the American people and bombing police and firefighters and medical workers in red states who were made to take it and military people. Yeah, they hit our military with the hot loads, too. They're the enemy. They're the globalists. They're using us to destroy their enemy while they destroy us. Remember the intro to From Russia with Love. In fact, find that clip, too. We got the Idiocracy as well with the Siamese fighting fish. And there's two fish. The head of Spectre opens the enclosure, and the two fish start killing each other. One fish kills the other, but he's almost dead. And then Spectre comes in out of the third door and kills the fish this week. You've got to start thinking. And by the way, the guy that wrote those books, Ian Fleming, was the deputy head of OSS and an MI6. Guess what? They're not just rewriting the guy that wrote Charlie the Chocolate Factory. They're now rewriting all of Ian Fleming's books, stealing his identity, lying to the public, saying it's Ian Fleming. This is total police state, 1984 on steroids. They're like, it's no big deal. It's liberal. And now it's going to move to the digital age. It's so corrupt. So here's Zelensky.
Polls in the United States are suggesting that a growing number of Americans believe that the U.S. is giving too much support to Ukraine. What would your message be on the anniversary to those Americans? Thank you.
I would like to thank the American people. I would like to thank all of the American people that are supporting Ukraine, the Congress, the President, the TV channels, the journalists, and everyone that has been supporting us. And that percentage of Americans, as you've mentioned, is increasing. I can tell them only one thing. If they do not change their opinion, if they do not understand us, if they do not support Ukraine, they will lose NATO, they will lose the clout of the United States, they will lose the leadership position that they are enjoying in the world, that they are enjoying for a very fair reason, and they will lose the support of the country with 40 millions of population, with millions of children. Are American children any different than ours? Don't Americans enjoy the same things as we do? I don't think we're that different. And
well, Zelensky's a liar. The fact the numbers were 75% against the war a year ago, now it's more like 85 in most of the polls, 81's the average now. Owen, I've got a really important Zelensky clip we're going to play next time. If people want to stay with us for this one, this is a real clip, and Joe Rogan sent it to me last night. I checked it out. It's real. But Owen, stay there. We're coming back with Owen, get his take on this, and then show Zelensky and his body double. That's right. That's a tool of war. We'll explain all that straight ahead. I didn't plug last hour. I didn't plug this hour. It's your support keeps us on air. We got great products you need at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for standing up for the deep state. Keep us on air. But InfoWarsStore.com right now. Keep us in the fight against those attacking you and your family. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Storier riding shotgun with me. He's in the ATX studios. I'm on the road back Friday, but I'll be hosting the show throughout the week with Owen. I wanted to finish up on World War III that we're already in the beginning stages of and quickly in the mid stages of, you know, the final stages in a nuclear war, with a clip from Biden's visit last week that was put out over international television. And Joe sent me to this, and I went and looked it up, and it's a real clip. And it is Zelensky marching up the stairs about to do a public event with Biden. And behind him is a guy dressed basically in the same little outfit he wears. And it looks just like Zelensky. People say, is that a body double? Absolutely. This has been done a lot. A lot of presidents have body doubles. A lot of other foreign leaders have them when they think there's an assassination attempt or a threat. They'll have one limo go one way with the body double, and then when that drives out, everybody follows it. The other one goes another way, sometimes even in a van or a pickup truck or something else where no one even knows the president is there. But the reason I show this is the public's so shocked by this, like, what's the body double? They don't even know that's part of statecraft going back thousands of years. Different leaders use body doubles to distract and divert. Sometimes they have a body double back before there was TV and, you know, print. People really had good images of folks. They would send fake leaders, fake Caesars or emperors or other groups to go give a speech. So, again, it's a way to understand how manipulated things are. And with Zelensky, it's beyond that because Zelensky is an actor. And it's not just he's an actor. He was put in there. Like Reagan was an actor, but he got into politics, was a governor. And then, no, Zelensky's put in there purely as an actor. And because he's compromised for doing, you know, gay porn and the rest of it, they can control him. But we're rolling the B-roll right now of this. But let's go ahead and roll the first clip, and we've augmented it and slowed it down with audio so folks can see this for themselves.
Na Twitterze, jak pisze, pojawił się w Ukrainie, by potwierdzić niezachwiane zaangażowanie USA na rzecz Ukrainy.
Ukrainie, by potwierdzić niezachwiane zaangażowanie
USA. Okay, so that was at full speed, this is at half speed, and we slow down even more. And you can sit there and see that for yourself. Owen, this just shows that this is a stage. Like Shakespeare said, the whole world's a stage. Each of us players upon it. Your take on Zelensky demanding Americans give more money or we'll, quote, lose our power. Well, I don't want to be the empire. I don't want to run the world. I don't want to pay for it. I don't want World War III. And now Janet Yellen made a surprise visit, gave $1.3 billion to Zelensky today. I mean, they all look like they're so happy because this is the new Oscars. People don't watch the Oscars. They don't like Hollywood anymore. They admit Hollywood's dead. Well, the new Hollywood is politicians going to a war zone and strutting around. Owen Schroyer.
Well, I got so much to respond here from what you've covered this hour and the hour before, Alex. But I will just say this, and, you know, InfoWars has hit the barbed wire on a lot of issues first, and so we kind of know what it's like to hit it and bleed out so others can be warned and not to hit it, not bleed out, or you know, get over it successfully. And I will just say, while that video is real, I'm not denying that, folks just need to be careful because there's a lot of other videos getting shared around that it is not real, like training military videos in Serbia that looks like they're staging war. And I agree, the war is totally staged, but when you share fake stuff that's not actually from Ukraine, you're hurting your argument. There's an AI video of Joe Biden declaring that there's going to be a draft starting. That is also fake. So I'm just saying, from people who have We've hit the barbed wire with this stuff. We've had people try to destroy us for getting things wrong. So that's just more of, hey, take the lessons we've learned here and be really diligent about what you're sharing. Even if it may confirm what you think you're seeing, it might not be what you think you're seeing. And there the crew has it already. That's just how great our crew is. But, you know, Alex, as far as the Zelensky statement is concerned, and I got so many other comments here.
So, listen, it's fair. And it looked real to me. The point is they do use body doubles. Did the crew find an article saying that wasn't a body double?
No. That's real. I'm not saying that's fake. I'm just saying there's other stuff I see people sharing that isn't real. That the body double
totally
video
agree with you.
Is real.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And I've also, you know, early on, Paul Joseph Watson, great guy, sent me a text message that when they got part of my phone, the text messages were public. Was Paul saying, oh, this is more Sandy Hook BS. You guys are reporting they have mannequins hooked up to ventilators and that nobody's on ventilators. We weren't saying that. The CBS News did use canned footage of mannequins in ventilator training to say, here are people on ventilators. It was fake footage. It was true. It was fake. We actually weren't wrong. So sometimes we're so overzealous, too, that you know, here's the difference. We're trying to tell the truth.
Yep.
We get things right 95% of the time. The globalists are trying to lie on purpose, but point taken.
Well, and here's the thing about Zelensky that is so odd to me. When I hear Zelensky say that, that is like, I want nothing to do with you anymore, jerk. You sound like an ungrateful punk. How about we cut our funding altogether? How about we cut arming you altogether? You still going to have that big mouth? You still going to sit there and tell America that our destiny is somehow in a bond with Ukraine's? How about no? That's absurd. That's ludicrous. I mean, that'd be like if somebody on Tucker Carlson's crew said, you better do this for me, Tucker, or I'm going to leave and your show will be destroyed. And it's like, no, Tucker Carlson's show will be just fine. You'll disappear and nobody will know anything about you. So I'm not rooting for the fall of Ukraine. I don't want anything to do with it. I'm not rooting for Ukraine to fall. I'm not rooting for death there.
They're trying to marry us to Ukraine and all that comes with it. And if Mexico was in this war with Guatemala and the Mexican president said the U.S. better join this, we'd say you're crazy.
So I'm extremely put off by what Zelensky just said. I don't know how any other American could take it any other way. I could sit here and watch Ukraine collapse, and I could sit here and watch Russia take over Ukraine. And I mean, the river you were thinking of, Alex, is the Dnipro River, which is where Russia's going to move up to, probably give one last chance for Ukraine to resign or step down before they maybe even move to the west side of that river and take him out. But now it's like, oh, really, punk? Oh, really, punk? You're going to tell me that if I don't support you, I'm going to die? I'm going to go ahead and test that theory. I'm going to go ahead and test that theory then, and let's see how this goes. And it's not going to go so well for you. And by the way, this video they have on the screen is now Serbian ammunition and weapons that are about to be sent to Ukraine as well. So more arms, more cash going in. And Zelensky says, if you don't support me, you're going to die. You know what? I'm going to be willing to test that theory. And I don't think that's going to be the case. But I would ask you this, Alex, as we talk about the body double just quickly here. What is with the sweatshirt? Why is, I mean, clearly there's some reason he's doing that. He's being told to wear the sweatshirt everywhere. Why can't, what is,
no,
what
does
is that about?
He, like Fidel Castro, always wearing a military uniform 50 years after he took over Cuba. It's a dictator thing. It's like, I'm a war leader. I'm a combat soldier. Even though the Russians, you know, for 6-7 months haven't even targeted Kiev. They only turned on the air raid sirens when Biden was there to make it look dangerous. And so it's the same thing. He's strutting around in a military outfit so everybody can just fawn over him. But in reality, he wears leather outfits and high heels and grabs men's butts on national TV. And the report is does a lot more than that. And well, again, it's not a bad thing. I'm not judging him that he's a gay porn star. The point is that he's compromised. And you know, the word is that he was basically a homosexual sex operator. Like Macron. So these are the guys they have compromised, people they control. We'll be right back with that Idiocracy clip I promised to play and more. InfoWars.com. Stay with us. I've got some good news. Our high-quality supplements really work, and we have about an 80% reorder rate with customers. That's the good news. They're amazing. The bad news is, around 1% or a little less of our actual viewers and listeners ever go to InfoWarsStore.com and ever actually buy the products. So you're missing out on these products, plus it funds the InfoWar. Think of what we've done with just 1% of our massive audience actually buying products. Think what would happen if those of you on the fence actually went to InfoWarsStore.com and got some of these amazing products. I would recommend Turmeric 95 for your joints, your bones, inflammation, to get one of the biggest effects, so you reorder and see how great it is. Also, we've got the super high quality full spectrum CBD oil that's so good for your neurological systems, your brain, your joints, your bones as well. Or Real Red Pill Plus. Just go try the product, fund the InfoWar, and help us defeat the new order together. InfoWarsStore.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
So there are three major power blocks in the world. There's the Anglo-American establishment, the Chi-Coms, and the Russians. The power goes Anglo-American establishment, the New World Order, Chi-Com system that's allied with that, but that's breaking up. And then the Russians, because they have nuclear weapons, are a distant third when it comes to real power. But who wants the power? The power is a millstone around your neck. And so they need dumbed-down people that they can control, dumbed-down people that don't know what's going on. But if people, again, are aware of the globalists, their plan, that it's bad for everybody, it's game over. And I keep harping on that because you're seeing it. I covered it last night with Owen when we co-hosted the Sunday show, that there's too many people to mention here. I mean, you have the major South American leader in El Salvador, who's only been in a year, who is going out and arresting all the violent MS-13 gang members who are convicted already and are members of the gang. They're getting them, and their crime rate's gone down like 95%, and they're stabilizing the nation. And he's been praising InfoWars, and he's been promoting InfoWars, and he's been retweeting it. And you've got Woody Harrelson coming out saying the vaccine, you know, cartel took over and we're slaves to it. It's a fraud. On Saturday Night Live, you know he wasn't authorized to do that. It's that spirit of resistance that we're seeing everywhere that is going to make more people come over to our side very quickly, which is happening, which is the chain reaction. So we're in the process of winning. It's going our way massively, massively right now. But I want to play a clip from Russia with Love first. Second James Bond movie based on Ian Fleming, OSS MI6 book, about how there's this tiny criminal group that has Russians working for it and people in the UK and the US working for it inside the agencies that are manipulating Russia and America into a war for profit and control. Well, that's a microcosm of what really goes on. And what did Ian Fleming tell you in his books? Spectre wants to depopulate. Spectre wants to use a bioweapon or a nuclear war to depopulate. He's telling you about the Bilderberg Group. He's telling you about real organizations. In fact, three James Bond movies ago, like, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years ago, that's the last one I watched. I guess I watched one about bioweapons too, but the latest one. But the company that Spectre owns is the name of George Soros' company, and they admitted later that MI6 helped write the script and that it's George Soros. So they love telling you what they're doing. And again, there's two fish they release in a tank to kill each other. One dies, the other's almost dead. Spectre comes in and takes over. That's the model. And I know most of the listeners get it. But for new listeners who understand, that's the first level of understanding this is levels of progression. Not what happens when you clash two groups, but what comes out of that synthesis. Here's the clip.
Siamese fighting fish, fascinating creatures. Brave, but of the whole stupid. Yes, they're stupid. Except for the occasional one such as we have here, who lets the other two fight. But he waits. Waits until the survivor is so exhausted that he cannot defend himself. And then, like Spectre, he strikes.
I find the parallel amusing.
Our organization did not arrange for you to come over from the Russians just for amusement, number three. Come in, Kronstein. Sit down, number three, while we listen to what number five has devised for us.
I hope Kronstein's efforts as director of planning will continue to be as successful as his chess.
They will be. According to your instructions, I've planned for Spectre to steal from the Russians their new Lector decoding machine. For this, we need the services of a female member of the Russian cryptograph section in Turkey and the help of the British Secret.
That's good. And so it's just how they are playing the Russians in America off against each other. This is how it really works, okay? Let's start thinking high level, and it's over for the New World Order. It's simple. It's not even hard to do. Just get to their level. How they're manipulating things. Stop looking at things two-dimensionally or one-dimensionally, and it's game over. But you got to know history. You got to care. You got to be engaged. You got to be involved. You don't need to know the football scores, the baseball scores. You need to know this information. That's what we cover. So I'm talking about the fact that there's been a chain reaction. It's everywhere. I can't go over all the examples. There's new ones every few hours of prominent people. Other people are hailing Satan, hailing pedophilia to say, I'm with the New World Order. I'm against humanity. Others are saying, I'm against the New World Order. And Woody Harrelson goes in there, they're now admitting this, just like Dave Chappelle when he talked about censorship in Hollywood and said what he wanted to. He'll be banned off Saturday Night Live now. He doesn't care. He went and told the truth. Here's part of the monologue exposing what really happened with COVID.
Okay, so the movie goes like this. The biggest drug cartels in the world get together and buy up all the media and all the politicians and force all the people in the world to stay locked in their homes, and people can only come out if they take the cartel's drugs and keep taking them over and over. I threw the script away. I mean, who is going to believe that crazy idea?
Yeah, who would believe that? But they had censorship, they had control, they thought they'd get away with it. But they didn't get away with this. What I'm telling you is we've not won the war, but we do have the momentum. Now, how are they going to shut that down? War, new viruses, cyber attacks, blowing up three Mexican oil refineries that supply up to 15% of the U.S.'s oil any given day. I mean, it's on, folks. They're killing us with a thousand cuts. And again, hoping to the idiocracy that with the 2 + 2 = 5 math and the fuzzy learning and the banning of books and all this, we're so ignorant they can roll over us. Owen Schroyer, your take on that before I play this Idiocracy Club.
You know, Alex, I am glad that I grew up as an athlete because it taught me a life lesson that I think people don't really understand. And there's a famous song by Eminem, when you're in the moment. But there's a recognition of the moment, and then there's the realization that this is the only moment. And so why did I stand up during the fake Trump impeachment hearing and call out the Democrats for being liars and committing treason and the whole thing was a sham? Because I knew this is the moment. I'm never going to be in this moment again. This is my one opportunity. I've got to take advantage or I'm going to lose. It's like in a basketball game. There's 2 seconds left on the clock. You have to shoot the ball or it's game over. You lose. You better shoot that ball. So more Americans, I think, are realizing this now, Alex. And I think that's what I see from Woody Harrelson there is he knows I've got one moment. I'm hosting Saturday Night Live. Millions of people are tuned into this right now. I've got the whole crew here, live audience. And, of course, he's a acting legend. He's got a great charisma, personality. And so he can use that in kind of a soft delivery of the message. But then the message.
That's a perfect analogy because people don't know. You weren't indicted for January 6th. You were indicted for being at the Capitol, not in it on January 6th, for violating an order that you not be in the Capitol after they deferred their charges against you for protesting Trump's wrongful first impeachment. Exactly. I didn't tell you to go in there and disrupt it. You didn't disrupt it. It was a fraud. You heard it. You stood up. You manned up. You did a great job. You pointed out this is all fraud. Because it was the right thing to do. And exactly in that moment, you decided to take action. You didn't choke. You did the right thing as the man in the arena. That's why I love you, Owen.
Well, and that's why I think what Woody Harrelson did was so important. He realized, you know what? I may never get another chance to host SNL. I may never get another opportunity for a platform like this to put out a truth that everybody knows is going on, but in a way that is consumable and palatable. So I'm going to go ahead and do it. And he did it. And of course, you know, nobody really watches Saturday Night Live anymore, Alex, but I'll tell you what, everybody saw that clip, didn't they?
Well, but I'm going to be very, very clear about this. I've known Woody Harrelson 16, 18 years, whatever, since like 2005. We're friends. We've hung out quite a bit. But my point is that he knew all this back then. Why is he doing it now? Because he knows we're 2 minutes to midnight. Hell, we're 90 seconds from midnight. We're 10 seconds. He knows this is do or die. You're damn right, Owen. We'll come right back with the Idiocracy Clip and more. Infowars.com. Stay with us.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Well, this is going to be a jam-packed final segment ahead of our next guest host is about to take over. And then Ellen's going to be hosting the War Room 3 p.m. Central today in about an hour and 13 minutes from now. But I just wanted to say this, because I didn't do it first hour. We didn't do it second hour. I need to do it now. We're listener-supported. We got great products that will empower you and make your life really a lot better. And a lot of you have bought the products. Many of you haven't. Most of you never have gone to InfoWars.com. It's your decision whether you want to keep us on air, have us fight even harder for you, or go off air. And we're right there on the edge of the black. God definitely keeps us on our toes here. So I just want to encourage listeners to get off the bench, those of you that have it, and get great products you need. Like this finally came back in after being sold out for over a year. Prebiotic fiber is the best formula. It's a super strong formula. Best formula we could find out there. There's such good things for your health, your whole body, your gut flora, your immune system, you name it. That's 40% off InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Bone Broth back in stock. Best CBD oil. Over 50% off what you'll find anywhere for your bones, your joints, your brain, your neurological systems. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And realize you're in a war and realize we're fighting for you. So Zelensky says, you better fund me or America will lose its place as the empire of the world. Well, I'm just saying, you're not better. I'm asking you to get great products at the same time keep us on air. Because we're really fighting for America and basic values and freedom here. So I'm asking you humbly, please keep us on air. Please get great products. InfoWarsStore.com. You see how much the enemy hates us. You see how they want to shut us down. I wanted to hit an article here. And when I host the show tomorrow, and I'm going to be hosting from the start of the show tomorrow, I'm going to really talk about this. Canada considers expanding its assisted suicide law to include minors, even without parental consent. Now, they said about a year ago they were going to do that, and they are the test case in the hemisphere of North America, or in, you know, in this area of the United States and Canada, just like China is the test case in Asia. Folks, they're now telling people commit suicide. They're pushing it to commit suicide. They'll say, we'll give you money for a year to go on trips and have fun. The government's going to kill you in a year, and it's happening. Now, the same left that doesn't want to kill convicted murderers that murder children in Canada, in the U.S., is saying, we're going to let kids that are 7, 8 years old get rid of parental consent and say they're depressed, and then the state's going to kill children without parental consent. I mean, this is beyond evil. This is beyond any social Rubicon. And it's Canada doing it. Canada has been taken over. Tucker Carlson was right a month ago when he said, we need to liberate Canada militarily. He was saying, liberate Ukraine. What about we liberate Canada? He wasn't saying seriously go in military. He was saying it should be culturally liberated. Canadians have to realize they have been taken over by a real tyranny. And they've rejected Trudeau. He only got 30% of the vote in the last election. But parliamentary system, a minority vote can still get into the power structure by buying off the other little factions and then overriding the majority and the common sense. Speaking of common sense, again, if we're smart, if we're informed, they can't win. If we're dumbed down, people can't even understand what's happening. So here's a clip from the film, the great film with Mike Judge, Idiocracy, basically boiling this down. Because the globalists are trying to sterilize and trying to get people with higher IQs not to have kids. That's the companies they're targeting with the poison shots and more. Here it is.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point. Natural selection, the process by which the strongest, the smartest, the fastest reproduced in greater numbers than the rest, a process which had once favored the noblest traits of man, now began to favor different traits. Most science fiction of the day predicted a future that was more civilized and more intelligent. But as time went on, things seemed to be heading in the opposite direction, a dumbing down. How did this happen? Evolution does not necessarily reward intelligence. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
Having kids is such an important decision.
We're just waiting for the right time. It's not something you want to rush into, obviously.
No way.
Shit, I'm pregnant again!
I got too many damn kids! Thought you was on the pill or something!
Hell no!
Must be a thing with
Brittany! No, there's no way we could have a child now. Mm-hmm. Not with the market the way it is, no.
No, that just wouldn't make any sense.
He don't care about you! Yeah, well, there must be something he likes over here!
Mean nothing to me, baby!
Well, we finally decided to have children, and I'm not pointing fingers, but it's not going well.
And this is helping.
I'm just saying that before I have in vitro, maybe you should be willing
it's
to...
It's always me, right?
Well, it's not my sperm count.
Yeah! Yeah! I'm gonna fall on you! That's my boy!
Cleavon is lucky to be alive. He attempted to jump a jet ski from a lake into a swimming pool and impaled his crotch on an iron gate. But thanks to recent advances in stem cell research and the fine work of Doctors Krinsky and Altshuler, Cleavon should regain full reproductive function.
Get your hands off my junk!
Unfortunately, Trevor passed away from a heart attack while masturbating to produce sperm for artificial insemination. But I have some eggs frozen, so just as soon as the right guy comes along, you know.
And so it went for generations, although few, if any, seemed to notice. But in the year 2005, in a military base just outside of Washington, D.C., a simple Army librarian was unknowingly about to change the entire course of human history.
Well, I'm glad we played that clip, and I'm not in Austin, so it's not their fault, but I want the intro part about people got dumber and dumber and dumber. It's most of the clip I want. Maybe in post, have Marcos add it in so people can get the full body of what happened. Maybe it comes before or after. I forget the exact part of the clip. But here's the deal. The globalists are financing the poorest, dumbest people to live on welfare, whether they're black, white, doesn't matter, and have a bunch of kids. While they target with their propaganda the smartest people not to have kids, it's because the globalists don't want a bunch of smart people to deal with. They want a bunch of dumbed-down people to deal with, who they can then exterminate for fun. So when you study their actual operations, it's total control, it's total power. They're not doing the eugenics to empower us and make us better. They're doing it to totally control us, and then now saying they're going to euthanize children without parental consent. Owen Schroyer, this is just after-birth abortion.
Well, why would they want people dumb, Alex? That's so they can get away with their lies or their false flags. And this is something that we're going to be monitoring very closely here, because it's not a situation of if or when there will be a false flag in Ukraine to try to go to get the war to the next level. Alex, it's already happened. Right out of the gates, Zelensky was bombing eastern Ukraine, blaming Russia. Well, now everybody knows that Zelensky was bombing them. Now they just celebrate it like it's a good thing, and they just say, oh, no, it's good that Zelensky's killing Ukrainians in eastern Ukraine. They first tried to blame that on Russia. That false flag failed. You mentioned the Poland missile earlier. Missile hits Poland, they all blame Russia. Nope, once again, it was Ukrainian. Then you have the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. They tried to blame that on Russia. It didn't take. And so we all know that that was Biden. So this is why they need people dumbed down. This is why they need InfoWars off the air, so that they can run these operations, run these false flags, and then you have no idea what's going on. The next thing you know, you're getting drafted into a war. You're getting told to take a vaccine. You're dead. And when you got Hillary Clinton on MSNBC this weekend, you played the Condoleezza Rice interview too, but Hillary Clinton went on MSNBC and said, we have to remove Putin. He must be stopped. People of Russia, please remove Putin. And then mainstream news articles saying, Civil War Russia, they're going to kill Putin. He's going to die with a bullet in his back. They're mad because their propaganda is not working. They're mad because we're smarter than they
are. And they're escalating. And that's what happens in a war. Both sides start escalating till it leads to total destruction. Well said, Owen. And you're on fire as usual. What are you going to be covering coming up about an hour on the War Room, 3 p.m. Central?
We're going to continue to cover the latest propaganda that's trying to lead us into war. We've got, sadly, more bad news for the U.S. economy. And they can sit here and say greatest economy ever as much as they want, Alex, but people are really feeling the pinch, unfortunately. And we've got new information now, which we already knew this was going on, but with this story, Valerie Jarrett reveals Obama had Trayvon Martin question planted with reporter at If I Had a Son press conference. Now, that might be a minor story, all things considered, but it's a keyhole vision into how they operate. They plant their reporters at these things to ask questions, to get the response, to set the narrative. So we've got them, Alex. We the people are going to win this thing. It's going to get nasty. What they did in East Palestine is being exposed. We'll talk about that. Election fraud and so much more news coming up on the War Room, Alex.
All right, who's doing the fourth hour?
Is it Salente?
Yes, the great Gerald Salente. All right, everybody, tune into that, share that. It's an info war. It's not a spectator sport. Everything's up to you. We love you. We appreciate you. Join the.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.